Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Timothy Apple. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 9, verses 19 to 33. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what is molded say to its molder, why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles? As indeed he says in Hosea, those who were not my people I will call my people, and her who was not beloved I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved, for the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay. And, as Isaiah predicted, if the Lord of hosts had not left us offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is God. We are not. This basic reality stands behind the text from Romans 9, and it leads us to three proper responses. First, we fear God. Who are you, O man, to answer back to God? The fact that he is God and we are not does not leave us without responsibility before him. Quite the opposite. He is the maker and we are the vessels he has made. He has the freedom to make us according to his purposes, and we are to shape our lives according to those purposes. Where we have disobeyed, his wrath against our sin is real. God is God. We are not. First, we fear God. Second, we love God. Yes, he is God and we are not. Yes, he has all power and authority over us, and yes, we know that we have rebelled against him in ways too numerous to count. But in his authority and power and wrath, God is not arbitrary, nor is he fickle. Rather, he is patient. He is good. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger. He abounds in steadfast love. Many do refuse to live in fear of him. Many do refuse to acknowledge his goodness. Many do reject his mercy and grace and choose instead his wrath. But these will not stop his mercy and grace from being poured out. Even though many from Israel, according to the flesh, rejected the Savior who came from them, the glorious mercy of God has been received by both Jews and Gentiles who have believed. This is the gift of God to sinners, to you and to me. We are not God, but he is, and as our God, he is our Savior. First, we fear God. Second, we love God. Third, we trust God. The reality of salvation for all who believe was long foretold by the prophets. Hosea proclaimed that God has always been in the business of making his people from those who had not been his people. Isaiah prophesied that even though a majority of Israel did not believe, God preserved a remnant. Isaiah preached that God would place a stone in Zion that would bring stumbling and offense to those who would not believe, but that same stone would be the solid foundation for those who did believe. God has fulfilled this promise. Jesus Christ is the solid rock of faith. His perfect life, death, and resurrection have attained the righteousness that no one could attain through the law. Now God gives that righteousness of Christ to Jews and Gentiles through faith. This is the faith that was proclaimed long ago to Israel by the prophets, and this is the faith that is proclaimed still today to all nations. God fulfills his promises in Jesus. God has kept his word concerning the Christ. God is God, and we are not. This basic reality governs our lives, and it is good. We don't need any other gods, for the true God has made himself our God. Therefore, we fear, love, and trust in him above all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord and Father of all, you looked with favor upon Sarai in her advanced years, putting on her a new name, Sarah, and with it the promise of multitudinous blessings from her aged womb. Give us a youthful hope in the joy of our own new name, being baptized into the promised Messiah, that we too might be fruitful in your kingdom, abounding in the works of your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.